Oh, King Jesus. You're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. To you all nations will come. To you all nations will pay tribute. To you every knee will bow. To you every tongue will confess. You are the King of kings. Worthy is the Lamb to take the scroll. Worthy is the Lamb to open the seal. Worthy is the Lamb to administrate the plan of God for Jesus to be King of all the nations, ruler of every ruler. Lord, we thank you that you purchased this leadership by your blood. When you had all the power, you laid it all down. We can trust you as King. Because you use your power to lift up the broken, to lift up the humble, to lift up the needy, to father the orphan, to help the widow. You are so humble in your power, yet you have all power. We say, let God arise. Tonight, God, we say, let God arise and let your enemies be scattered. Let those who set themselves against you flee from before you. As wind drives away smoke, as wax is melted before fire. And we say, rejoice, O church. We say, sing and shout for glory to the God of all gods, to the Lord of all lords, to the King of all kings. God, we ask that our eyes would get off this world and that our eyes would be placed back on the King of kings, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. God, let us be renewed in the revelation of the Lord sovereign, the Lord omnipotent, the Lord all-powerful, the Lord over all. And Lord, we thank you that you are asking for the nations. You are asking. You have been enthroned in your holy hill in Zion, in the new Jerusalem, in the sanctuary of your Father. You have been set. And we agree with your intercession right now, Jesus. Father, we say, give him the nations. Yes. Father, give Jesus Castle Rock. Even before that last trumpet, even before the kingdoms of this world physically becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ and him reigning forevermore, we say, have a down payment here. Do something amazing in Colorado. Manifest your kingly, ruling, reigning authority. God, we ask you to break in to downtown Denver. To the darkness that is trying to take over, we say, arise, let your light shine. Your light has come. The glory of God rises upon you. God, give us a down payment of what you're going to do in Jerusalem on your return. Yes. Give us a down payment now, God. Give us an increase of glory now, God. Our faith rises now, God. God, in our legislation, we say, push back darkness with your glorious light. In the face of great darkness, we ask you for a release of great glory. God, we ask you for something unusual. We ask you for the fear of the Lord. In our Senate, in our Congress, God, every state representative, every legislator, God, we ask you for the fear of the Lord. Lord, as we were praying at the Capitol, and I looked up and I saw in one of those windows the gay pride flag. Lord, I say, tear it down in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you that you would raise up such a spirit of glory that would push back that agenda that is trying to take over this state. God, we ask you for mercy. God, we just say, we don't pray against him. We ask you for a wave of love to encounter them. We ask you for the love of Christ to encounter them. And we ask you to pull in the LGBTQ community into the kingdom of the Son that you love. Lord, you've delivered us from great darkness, and you've brought us into a kingdom of light. God, we ask you for a divine takeover in Jesus' name. Lord, dreams in the night that profess your love and your glory, that they can become new creatures in Christ, that the old can pass away, that the new can break in. Lord, we ask you for an outpouring of glory and light in the state of Colorado. We ask you for that Isaiah 64 fire from heaven over all 64 counties, Lord. It is not an accident that there are 64 counties in Colorado. I just want to read Isaiah 64. Were you really? Well, then you go for it, man. Were you, was your Bible turned there? Come on.
I'm in Isaiah
64. Wow. All right. Well, we have our unity theme. No, it's funny because as I was praying, I was just like, oh, it's Isaiah 64. Okay. I didn't see it, I promise. I didn't see it, guys. I didn't see it. Oh, that you would rend the heavens. Oh, that you would come down. That the mountains might quake at your presence. As fire kindles brushwood, as fire causes water to boil. Oh, that you would come down to make your name known to your adversaries. So that the nations, we say that Colorado, might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for. When you came down and the mountains quaked at your presence. Lord, we ask you for this rending. We say, rend the heavens. God, we ask you for this coming down. Lord, we ultimately pray. Let Jerusalem be a praise in the earth. We ultimately pray. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And God, I just pause right now. And I do pray for Jerusalem. Lord, in this Isaiah 62 fast that we are in, Lord, we thank you that this is a promise over Jerusalem first. This is a promise over that region that you would rend the heavens and come down like fire. And God, we thank you that every prayer that is prayed in this season for your people has like a reflective effect, and it comes right back toward the cities and the states that we live in, God. I thank you that it is your heart to fill the earth with your glory. So God, we say, rip the veil that is keeping your Jewish people from seeing the glory of God in the face of Christ, in the image of Christ. We say, the God that said, let there be light, shine in their hearts to reveal the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. And God, we say, do it in Colorado. All 64 counties, God, let your fire come down. Let your glory fall. Let your presence be thick. God, we ask you for refreshing by the presence of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
I was going to tag onto that. I just felt, so I was going to read Isaiah 64. I want to read from Hebrews 12. It says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Lord, I thank you for the 21 days that we are in right now.
Yes.
This Isaiah 62 fast, which is so connected to Isaiah 58. Somebody else actually even prophesied this when we were up in Pagosa, or down in Pagosa Springs. Just a confirmation. But is this not the fast that I have chosen? to loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, and to set the oppressed free. Lord, I thank you that this is your time. This is the time that you are calling the church to awaken. It is your time, and we are aligning with your time right now. Lord, I thank you that there is a sanctification that is coming to your church in these times. Lord, I thank you that there is a new joy and a new strength that is rising upon your church in these times. Not because of what we can do, not because of what we've done in the past. The church has been strong in their own power, but it's about to shift. Lord, I thank you that your Spirit is coming in greater, with a greater anointing than we've ever experienced before. But it's for those that are going to say yes and lay down their own agendas, their own plans, their own purposes. Lord, I thank you for that individually and corporately. Lord, for each of us individually, that there is a sanctification that the Lord is doing. There is a cleansing. Clean hands and a pure heart. We're just praying into this morning. Lord, may we have clean hands and a pure heart. Oh, that we can ascend the hill, that we can stand in the holy place, that we can, Lord, we call upon you as gates, Lord, that we lift up our heads and we say, amen. Let the King of glory come in this place. We say, come in, you are the King. Oh, that it would be known that you are King. Where many have laughed, we say things are about to change. Lord, we thank you for the shaking that is about to happen. So see to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape and they refuse him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? And at that time, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. Lord, I thank you that you're doing this through your people. But even as we awaken, as we open our mouths, as we declare your truths, Lord, I thank you we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we fight against the principalities and powers. Lord, I thank you for the things that are coming down, the idols that have been raised up, even by the church.
Yes.
Lord, we say things are about to change. And Lord, I thank you that as we open our mouths, Lord, we no longer speak from the wisdom of man, but we speak from the wisdom of God, revealed by the Holy Spirit. Lord, sanctify your people right now. Purify us. Whew. The word once more indicates the removing of what can be shaken. That is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Lord, I thank you that idols are coming down. The very things that man has created, it's coming down. In these last days, there will be a dividing line. There will be no gray. It will be black and white. Lord, I thank you it's going to be evident. Lord, to those who know you, who walk according to your ways, the veils are being torn, the veils are being removed, and there is a returning to you for your church. Lord, I thank you that there is a returning of the church to you as you are about to return.
Yes,
Lord, I thank you that the bride, Lord, there is a purification of the bride that is coming in this season. There is a righteousness returning to the bride in this season, in this time. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For God, you are a consuming fire. You are a consuming fire. May we not forget that. And Lord, I thank you for a joy. That there's a scripture, Psalm 112, as you've seen. There's a joy that's coming on the church. There's a that is not, it's not circumstantial, it's not based on what we see, it's based on our God. But just this, Psalm 112, I was just seeing this today. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, for there's a great delight coming when we obey his commands, when we walk in the ways of the Lord. It says the children will be mighty in the land, and the generations of the upright will be blessed. So, Lord, we just declare this. Lord, even over the churches of Colorado, the churches of this nation. We got a pastor here from Florida. So over Florida.
Amen.
We declare it over Florida as Amen. Well. And Lord, I thank you right now. Yeah. Even there was something about just where the Lord said that this is a finishing state. And what's declared here, it's the headwaters, that it actually goes out and it hits the states. It goes across this nation. So, Lord, we do. We declare it from the headwaters. Lord, we say that the things are shifting right now, that there is a fear of the Lord that is coming on people right now. Lord, there are those that will delight in the commands of the Lord. Lord, may we be a people that delight in your commands. And may there be a joy that releases a strength to the body of Christ. May the strength come back to the body of Christ. Lord, may the lampstand be returned, the authority that you have for the church, may it be returned to the church in this time, in the time that we are in, for such a time as this. I'm going to read one more thing. I just felt John 17. And then just get ready. We're going to pray, worship, however you want to do it. This part right here starts in verse 13, and I'll read through 19. For I am coming to you now. This is Jesus praying to the Lord. I'm coming to you, Lord. But I say these things while I am still in this world, so that we may have the full measure of my joy, of Jesus' joy within us. This is why he speaks these words. I have given us your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of this world any more than I am of this world. My prayer is not for you to take them out of this world, but that you would protect them from the evil one. For they are not of this world. Lord, I stay right now. Lord, remind us, Holy Spirit, that we are not of this world. That our strength doesn't come from this world. Our joy doesn't come from this world. Our hope doesn't come from this world. The love that we have, that we desire, doesn't come from this world. Lord, it comes from you. Lord, you're our strength. You're our hope. Holy Spirit, you're on the inside of us. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit as a deposit for the things to come. So, Lord, I thank you for this seal. I thank you for the seal that becomes a zeal in our heart in this time. Lord, that you would be a fire within us in this time. Lord, that we are not to be taken out of this world, but Lord, that you would be our protector. Lord, that you would go before us. It'd be the righteousness that goes before us, and the glory of the Lord would be our rear guard. Lord, I thank you that there is a glory, the manifest presence of God is going to be that rear guard that goes behind us. It's that trail that follows us as righteousness goes before us. It says, they are not of this world, even as I am not of it. And then he says this, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Lord, sanctify us by this word, by your spirit. Lord, may we be sanctified, washed, cleansed, made holy, that we would be holy as you are holy. Lord, bring us into that place, Lord, as we enter into the holy of holies. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your blood. Yes, we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you that on the 28th, Lord, that there is a communion that is coming that is greater than any communion. More people around this world, over 110 million people gathered together to take communion, to lift you up, that you would be glorified. Lord, this is something unprecedented across this nation and across the world. Lord, may we be aware of the times and the seasons like the sons of Issachar. Awaken our hearts to see what you see. Give us ears to hear in this time. Lord, we can't do this in and of ourselves, but Lord, take us out of our own mindsets, out of our own wisdom, out of our own understanding. Lord, take us up to that place like John in Revelation. Take us up there to show us what you're doing and what you're about to do. Lord, that when this begins to happen, that there wouldn't be a fear that comes upon us, but a faith. Because we see not with our eyes, but Lord, we see with our hearts. We see by the Spirit, and you reveal these things to us, and we walk by faith and not by sight. So Lord, I thank you for the truth. a truth that is coming on us in this day that will sanctify us and that will set us apart from the things of this world. That the things that are spoken, there will be many false prophecies, many false things that are spoken on the earth that will try to take people off course. But Lord, I thank you for your truth that sets us apart. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And then the last part, it says, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. Don't forget what we're here for. To be sent into the world. For then, I sanctify myself that they too may be sanctified by the truth. Lord, I thank you that even as we take your body, as we take your blood, there's such a sanctification that happens. Oh, Lord, that you would bring us into that place. Lord, I pray for a joy to come upon your people, Lord. Strengthen us in this time. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength in this season as we set ourselves apart unto you. In Jesus' name.
Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn. Here am I, send me. Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
So open our eyes to see what you see. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn, let us burn. Open our ears to hear what you hear. Open our eyes to see what you see. Open our mouths to speak what you speak. Let us burn.
Here am I,
send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Here am I, send me.
Just a moment ago, Isaiah 64 was declared in a prophetic confirmation. This is what Isaiah 64 verse 2 says. It says, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. I'm here to declare to you tonight that the fire of God is coming to Colorado. The Lord says the first thing the fire is coming after is the brushwood. Brushwood is that which was already cut off and is laying unattached. It's what has already been pruned by the Lord. I'm here to declare over you, church, you are clean, but the fire of God is coming to remove what is unnecessary.
So, Lord, we welcome a fresh fire to come and burn in your church, Lord. Lord, we say, let the fire come and burn the brushwood, that which you have set us free by the shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, by the reigning King, God, we declare all remnants, Lord, of the old life are consumed in the fire of your presence, God. Lord, let the fire come and consume that which was severed by the freedom which comes in Christ, God. Let the fire come and burn up old patterns, Lord, old thinkings. Let fresh fire come, Lord, in Colorado. Let fire come and burn up what is unnecessary, God. Lord, I pray for the church where the seed is being choked by the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this world. Let the fire come and burn away, Lord, what is unnecessary in this hour, that your name might be made known, Lord, that this region would shake with your glory. The second area the fire touches is water. He says his fire causes water to boil. This is the word of the Lord to you, church. The fire is coming to you to activate what has been dormant in your life. That which is there has been there, planted by the hand and plan of God. God says, I am sending my fire to you to activate what has been dormant. You are going to walk in the greatest season of victory and life. You are going to walk in the greatest season of authority. You are going to walk in the greatest season of intimacy. You are going to walk in the greatest season of producing descendants in this land. They will be numerous coming from this house and coming from this region. This region will produce its fruit because the fire is coming to activate that which has been dormant. So, Lord, we say, send the fire. Send the fire, Lord, to the church once more. Jesus, baptizer in the Holy Spirit and fire, come and activate that which is dormant, God. Come, fire of God, and activate your sons. Oh God, we say, fire of God in this hour, activate the Esthers, Lord. Activate the Deborahs, God. Activate sons and daughters in the last hour. Let them prophesy. Let them hear with clarity. And let them declare the word of the Lord in this hour.
Baptize us with fire. Baptize us with fire. Baptize us with fire. Baptize us with fire. Oh, baptize us with fire. Let us burn. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by your Spirit. Let us burn, let us burn. We say it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by your Spirit. Let us burn, let us burn. It's not by might.
I saw the Lord seated. I saw the King seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. They were reading that out of Isaiah 64. I was in Isaiah 6:4, right when Mike said that. It reminded me of a dream I had where I saw the train of the robe filling the temple. This was years ago. And I read into it, you know, the kings in the natural, whenever they would conquer other kings, they would take the ends of their robe and they would sew them to their end of their robe. So the greatest king of all had the longest train in the natural. But the King of Kings had a train of the robe that filled the entire temple. So, Lord, I thank you that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Above him were seraphs, the burning ones, each with six wings. With two wings, they covered their faces. With two, they covered their feet. And with two, they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty, the whole earth full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, verse 4, the doorpost and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, said Isaiah. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal. This is Isaiah speaking. In his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me. Send me, here I am," Isaiah said. Lord, I thank you, God, that we're called to be kings and priests, Lord. We're kings, Lord. We're seated at the right hand as heirs and co-heirs with Jesus, the King. Why shall we not? Why shall we not? He said this, "Be ever hearing, but never understanding. Be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Make the heart of this people calloused. Make their hearts dull. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn and be healed." Lord, I thank you. Seeing is not necessary believing, Lord. But when we see and we hear with our heart and our spirit, Lord, in you, we're led by you. I love what Mike went back to the drum. I know he was called there. He said, "I'm going to go back and get on the drum," on that little djembe there. And I feel like this. It's like that Galatians 5:25. When we come into a cadence, that drum beat that he started, when we are led by you, the King of all kings, Lord, it says we come into a cadence with you. We start walking with you. We come into your perfect will for us, Lord, not your permissive will. And we walk with you, Lord. God, I proclaim and declare over the people of God. I proclaim and declare over Colorado, Lord, right now, that the King of Kings is coming back to get what he came for. That your glory, Jesus, would fill the earth in this season, Lord, in this hour. God, I thank you that your fire, just as our brother Otis, Lord, I thank you that he declared the fire of heaven, that it would fill the earth and burn up all the chaff. It would burn up all the old residue, the old remnant, Lord, not the new one. God, that the old wineskin would be declared and proclaimed and be filled with the new wineskin, Lord. So God, we just press into you right now. God, we declare and proclaim over Colorado and the United States of America right now that your fire is coming and that God, the Seraph, Lord, the burning ones, God, would come. God, the ascending and descending ones that are on fire, they would minister to the people. God, they would minister to those, even as Marcus said that LGBTQ, Lord, community, Lord, that those, God, that are living, God, those that are living would be touched, God, and that the love of heaven, God, would encounter them right where they're at. God, we declare and proclaim it over your people in this hour, right now, in the mighty name, the burning name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, you've highlighted the number 444 to me multiple times a day, every single day for weeks, and brought me to just the simple thing of Psalms 44:4. You are my king and my God who decrees victories over Jacob. But Father, you are our king and our God who decrees victories over Colorado. Father, it says, through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. We put no trust in our bow. Our sword does not bring us victory, but you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame, and in you we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. So, Father, thank you for this and this theme of your fire tonight. You've brought up the fire that a lithium battery can cause to me so much this week as well, where it can be submerged in water for days and brought up, and it's still on fire. So, Father, may we burn like that lithium battery, but for you. May nothing put out this all-consuming fire in our hearts, and may every person that we touch during this fast, every person that we selflessly share your gospel with, catch on fire that cannot be put out, Father, that it spreads like a wildfire over this entire state as a ripple effect in this entire country, Father, and into the world. We thank you for your all-consuming fire and refining us. Father, you also showed me this scene from the Goblet of Fire in Harry Potter, where that fire is blue, and the blue flame is very pure, and those who were qualified could put their name in and they were accepted. And those who tried to fake their way in got spit out. So, Father, let us be purified and refined in your fire that we may be accepted into your kingdom. And I say these things humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.
I just want to say that I just was seeing this as Scarlett was just praying. It says this. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And I was seeing this as the lithium battery, kind of like it keeps burning even when the waters are over it. And so, Lord, I just pray this over us, Lord, that we would burn, even as we pass through the waters, that we would burn, that you would be with us. It says, and when we pass through the rivers, that they would not sweep over you. And then when you walk through the fire, that you would not be burned. Lord, I pray, we will burn, but we will not be burned. Big difference. I don't want to be burned, but I want to burn brightly. So, Lord, I thank you. It says, the flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So, Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, your promises, you are with us. As we walk in your ways, as we walk close to you, Lord, you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. We thank you for the authority that we walk in, the power that we walk in. It is not by our power, not by our might, but Lord, it is by your Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Oh, Israel. Oh, oh, oh. You are with us, the Holy One of Israel. Never forsake us. You never forsake us. You are with us, the Holy One of Israel. You never forsake us. You never forsake us. You are with us. The Holy One of Israel. You never forsake us. You will never forsake us. You are with us. The Holy One of Israel. You never forsake us. You are our Redeemer. Oh.
Father, we just come before you in celebration of what you've already paid for. You've already won. You have already defeated the enemy. The enemy is under your feet. He's not getting back up. Thank you, Jesus, that we have now the opportunity to be awake, fully awake, fully awake to who we are in you. I ask, Holy Spirit, that you would blow. Yes. That you would blow through every window of every church in this state. Every window of every church in this nation. Jesus, we are inviting you to blow the wind of the Spirit to come and awaken your church. Jesus, we long for the fire to ignite our hearts, every heart that claims the name of Jesus to come to life. Let the wind of the Lord come and blow through and wipe away the chaff. All of the dead wood that does not need to be there, let the fire burn it up and let the wind take it out in Jesus' name. We just declare right now over the state of Colorado an awakening. An awakening from the sleeping. No longer will we be asleep to who you are in us and what our position is in you. Holy Spirit, come and awaken each heart. Right now, come and awaken each heart in Jesus' name. We are asking you, Jesus, awake, O north wind, and come, wind of the south. Make the garden of the Lord breathe out the fragrance and let its spices be wafted abroad. Let the fragrance of God come and awaken your church to the passion that took you to the cross and the passion that raised you from the dead, and that passion ignite us in Jesus' name. Fire of God, come and burn. Come and burn. Come and burn. We want more. We are not satisfied with just a few. We want it all. It is your inheritance, Jesus. It's your inheritance, Jesus. All the kingdoms of this world are to be yours. Jesus, we invite you to come and have us. Have us in Jesus' name. Have us in Jesus' name.
Fill us with life, oh, breathe on us, breath of God, breathe on us, fill us with life, breathe on us, breath of God, breathe on us, fill us with life, breathe on us, breath of God. Sleepers, awake, awake, oh sleepers, oh. dead, and Christ will give you life. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. And arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. We pray, breathe on us, O breath of God. Breathe on us and fill us with life. Oh, breathe on us, breath of God. Breathe on us and fill us. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper.
Isaiah 40, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and announce to her that her time of forced labor is over. Her iniquity has been pardoned, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one crying out, prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness. Make a straight highway for our God in the desert. A voice was saying, cry out. Another said, what should I cry out? Zion, herald of good news, go up on a high mountain. Jerusalem, herald of good news, raise your voice loudly. Raise it. Do not be afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with strength, and his power establishes his rule. His reward is with him, and his gifts accompany him. He protects his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them in the fold of his garment. So God, I thank you for this 21-day fast that Mike Bickle called. God, this historic fast during this historic season of Israel, during the 75th anniversary of the rebirth of Israel. God, I thank you for the rock, God, that they have chosen to be a prayer hub for this nation. God, I ask for your special blessing upon this house, for choosing to be a prayer hub, God. Your word says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and that those that stand with your people and pray for Israel will be blessed and will prosper. God, so we just bring Israel before you, God. God, we ask, God, that during this fast, God, would you do a new thing in your land, God? God, would you do a new thing, God? God, we just blow the trumpet in Zion, God. God, we sound the alarm on your holy hill, God. And we say, wake up! We say, wake up! Yes. Oh, Israel, behold the land. God who takes away your sins. We say this is your hour of love. This is your hour of salvation. We prophesy his banner over you is love. Yes. Oh Israel, we say run to the table, for the king awaits you. Run, 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 oh Israel, come to the table. God, we speak your comfort over Israel.
during this time of crisis, God, with political unrest and with violent onslaught against your people, God, with nations raging against your people, wanting to wipe them off the face of the earth, God, we ask for mercy. Oh, God, we ask for mercy, God. We speak tenderly over Jerusalem, and we prophesy the comfort of the Holy One over you. God, we ask you to come, God. God, I ask, God, that in this 21-day fast, God, we just declare your Jewish harvest coming in, God. Yeah. Your Israeli harvest coming in, God. Yeah. Even Arabs in the land, we just say, come, come, come to the table. Come and dine and drink. God, we ask, God, would you come and would you baptize even your church in Israel? Would you baptize your bride with your Holy Spirit and fire? And would you send them out into the highways and the byways, God? God, we just pray, God, that the wedding invitations would go out, God, in the streets of Jerusalem, God. We say, behold your King, for he comes. The Spirit of the bride say, come. So, God, we thank you for the new thing that you're doing during this fast, God. And I thank you that this church is partnering in a part of it, God. And so we ask, God, God, we ask that you would release miracles and signs and wonders in Israel during the fast, God. God, we ask for mass awakening and revelation of Yeshua as Messiah. In Jesus' name.
We're just going to sing this over the Jewish people. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. And arise from the dead, and Christ will shine. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Awake, awake, O sleeper. And rise from the dead, and Christ will shine. Awake, awake, O sleeper. Prophesied in Ezekiel 37 that there was a great army in a valley. And you said toward the end of that chapter that this is the house of Israel. Lord, we ask you right now for the bones to come together. We prophesy to the bones and we say, come together. We enter into that spirit. We prophesy to the sinews and we say, let them come together. We prophesy to the breath. We say, breathe a breath of God on that nation.
You breathed at Pentecost the sound of the Ruha of God, the sound of the wind, the sound of the breath. God, breathe again right in the heart of Jerusalem. God, we ask you, the 20,000 plus strong messianic community that is in the heart of Jerusalem, breathe on them, God. Dreams and visions, boldness, the fire of God resting upon them, signs and wonders, visions in the day, dreams in the night. Lord, breathe on that community. Breathe on that community. We thank you. We ask you on those prayer rooms, God, fill them with the breath of God. We ask you on every Shabbat meeting, fill them with the breath of God. 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 And God, right now, we ask you for the Orthodox community. We ask you right now, even at the Wailing Wall, we ask you right now for encounters. We ask you right now for breakthrough. We ask you right now that the veil would come off their eyes. The demonic 2 Corinthians 4 blinding veil would be ripped in two. Would be ripped in two. Would be ripped in two. God, when the law is read in synagogues, would you pull down the veil? Would you unharden the heart? Would you let them turn to the Lord and see? Would you let them turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, and the veil is ripped down? God, we ask you right now for the heart of Jerusalem. We ask you right now for the young future rabbi. He's preparing right now in Torah. He's preparing right now in the prophets. He's preparing right now. Would you encounter him like you encountered Paul? Lord, in the heart of the Orthodox community, would you raise up fiery ones who the switch is just flipped, and all the scriptures that they know, they see Jesus as the fulfillment. And just like Paul was able to stand up on day 4 of his conversion and preach the mysteries of Christ from the Word of God, Lord, would you send out the law from Zion in the Orthodox community because they see Jesus. Lord, we ask you for that. We bind the religious spirit that is over that community, and we speak the freedom of Christ over them. And God, we pray for the community of Tel Aviv. It's just so different. The religious of Jerusalem and the secular rebellious of Tel Aviv. God, for the young men and women who are caught in sin, who are caught in a spirit of sexual immorality, that are caught in drunkenness, God, we ask you to blow your wind through Tel Aviv. And we ask you for a great harvest. We ask you to sit down with the drunkard and the tax collector again in Tel Aviv. And would you whisper the gospel? Lord, we ask you for bold messengers in downtown Tel Aviv, even amongst the LGBTQ community in that city. God, we ask you for an awakening. We ask you for an awakening. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Psalm 64 says, "Hear my voice, O God, in my meditation. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the rebellion of the workers of iniquity, who sharpen their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows. Bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the blameless. Suddenly they shoot at him and do not fear. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They talk of laying snares secretly. They say, 'Who will see them?' They devise iniquities, and we have perfected a shrewd scheme. Both the inward thought and the heart of the man are deep. So, Father, Lord, please bless the nation of Israel, Father. Empower us with the Holy Spirit and fill us.
Yes.
Fill us with love, patience, gentleness,
yes.
kindness,
yes.
faithfulness, and self-control, Father, Lord, that we may get to know you, that we may get to preach the gospel where we go and bring people to Christ, Father. Please fill us. Let us be a dwelling place for your Holy Spirit, Father.
Yes.
Let us model the behavior of the fulfillment of the kingdom, Father, Lord. Fill us with the fear of God, Father, and make us thirsty for your presence. Hunger, allow us to hunger for your presence, Father, Lord, in your essence and your entity and your love. And we are so grateful for you, Father. We're so grateful for everything that you do and answering all our prayers to come true effectively and immediately in Jesus' name. We bless those and we fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. We pick up the sword and we swing it for those who do not even know how to understand or comprehend what is going on in this world, Father. We just bless you. We love you so much with all our heart, Father, Lord. We bless Jesus with our presence, with our life. We lay down the world and everything that we do, Father, Lord. We put it down. We don't want it anymore. It's disgusting to us, Father, Lord. We just want you. We want your word. We want to be at one with the word and oneness with you, Lord, in our marriages, in our home, in our family. Father, we just love you so much, and we say these things in Jesus' name.
I'm always trying to close the gap between Israel, the Jewish faith, and the church, because we have so very much in common. So I'm going to say something in Hebrew, but then I'm going to say it in English. And I want us to say it in English together, because we're going to take a stand with Israel here. And we have a common confession that I guarantee will blow you away. Ani ma'amin. Ani ma'amin. Be'emunah shlema. Be'viat ha'mashiach. Ve'af al-pi she'it ma'mea. Im kol zeh. Hey, lo bechol yom, ani ma'amin. You ready? I'll say it, and then we'll say it together. I believe.
I believe.
Say it like you mean it. I believe.
I believe.
With perfect faith.
With perfect faith.
In the coming of the Messiah.
In the coming of the Messiah.
And though he tarry.
And though he tarry.
I will wait daily for
I
his
will
coming.
Wait daily for him to return.
Let's do it one more time. I believe.
I believe.
With perfect faith.
With perfect faith.
In the coming of the Messiah.
In the coming of the Messiah.
And though he tarry.
And though he tarry.
I will wait daily.
I will wait daily.
For his coming.
For his coming.
We just stood with Israel.
Wow.
That prayer is prayed.
Wow.
Daily. Father, thank you. That one of the places we stand so close with Israel is that we all believe in the coming of the Messiah. And we believe with perfect faith that he's coming again.
Yes.
And even when it looks like he isn't going to,
we
will wait daily for his coming. Strengthen us for those times when we go, Lord, how long?
Yes.
And let us remember that he's coming. Nothing's going to stop that. He's coming.
Yes.
The sun's going to come up tomorrow morning. You can't stop it. The question is, will you be ready when it rises? We can't stop. Man cannot stop.
Thank you, Lord.
The coming of Messiah.
Yeah.
The question is, when he comes, will we be ready?
Yes.
One more time. I believe.
I believe.
With perfect faith.
With perfect faith.
In the coming of the Messiah.
In the coming of the Messiah.
And though he tarry.
And though he tarry.
I will wait daily.
I will wait daily.
For his coming.
For his coming. Come on.
Oh, Israel, you have a Messiah. And his name is Jesus.
Come on, yes.
Oh, Israel.
Yes.
You have a Messiah. And his name is Jesus. Oh, Israel.
when you were talking about the communion with millions, I saw that. I felt like the Lord. I saw everyone that was taking communion like up on a cliff, and I felt like the Lord said that that was a formal declaration of war. And then as we prayed, I saw the first wave of people who would try to come against us in the spirit, and I saw the blood pour out of the communion cups as a wave over that first, and I felt like the Lord said it was like infantry. It was like the babies who were spiritually seeking, but they were, and they were finding power, but they were finding the wrong power. And the Lord just, we were up in Manitou Springs last week, and there's so much occult and there's so much darkness. And I'm sitting in a coffee shop, and I started to tear up. And I heard the Lord say, if they only know how beautiful I am, they would come to me. So, Father, I thank you that you are after their hearts. Father, I pray that you would make your church bold. Bold and so full of love. Lord, in a book that I was reading last week, a man was talking about how he'd get really high and he'd go outside and he'd play his guitar and he'd start to speak in this tongue, but it gave him the creeps and it made him feel bad. So when Lonnie Frisbee went to baptize him in the Holy Spirit, he didn't want it because he was afraid of tongues. But when he received it, it was a whole new world. So, Father, I pray that the metaphysical community, this whole community that's searching for you in all the wrong places, God, that they would experience the light of your goodness, that they would experience the light of your power, God, and they would never be the same. In Jesus' name.
Asking for undeniable encounters with your firstborn Israel, undeniable encounters by your Holy Spirit, God, encounter your people from the youngest to the oldest. Holy Spirit, fall upon your people in Israel and scattered throughout the ends of the earth, God. I'm asking for an impartation of your truth, God. One touch from heaven, one touch, oh God, reveal Messiah Yeshua. Reveal Messiah Yeshua, God. Have mercy. I cry out for mercy upon your people. Mercy, God. Show them your mercy, God. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I ask for fire and wind. Won't you do it again? Fire and wind. Won't you do it again? Fire and wind. Won't you do it again? I release fire and wind, oh God, upon your people, oh God, upon Jerusalem. Fire and wind. Fire and wind, breathe on them, breath of God. Yes. Breathe on them, breath of God. Breathe on them, breath of God. We thank you, Father. God, arise in Jerusalem. Let your enemies be scattered. God, and even cry out for their oppressors, God. For the Muslim people, forgive them. They know not what they do. God, have mercy upon the Muslim people. May they cry out to the Lord for salvation. God, would you give them revelation and impartation as well during this time, Lord God? Would you behold the Lamb? Would you help all people in Israel to behold the Lamb? Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Behold the Lamb. Behold Jesus, Messiah Yeshua, with his nail-scarred hands, his outstretched arms, his nail-scarred feet. Behold the Lamb. Remove the veil. Give them eyes to see the King, their King. God, I thank you that your word says, whosoever will may come, whosoever will. It's not your will that any, even one should perish, God. So have mercy. Pour out mercy, God. Even upon those who come against your people, God, may bring them into the kingdom. Whosoever will may come. Bring them into your kingdom, God. Revelation, revelation during this time of Jesus. Give you all the glory.
I'm going to have one more. We'll close here in a minute. I know we're going a little long, but this is good.
Hey, look, why don't we just close this up? Why don't we just stand to our feet? And let's just go out with a sound of victory. Amen. I stumbled across a video of Kim Clement just the other day. He began to prophesy over America, and he began to call out states in America, and he said, Colorado, you will be a city of refuge, and you will have revival for your stand with Israel.
Wow.
In 2015, Cory Gardner was elected as a senator of Colorado. He saw where the Obama administration had been taking our nation away from Israel when Netanyahu was literally embarrassed, left alone at a dinner table. Cory Gardner saw this at his election. He set his heart to go over into Israel and to make a covenant with Colorado and with Israel.
What?
That tied us into a lifeline of God's sovereignty and his revival over our state. Amen?
Wow.
And as we are interceding for 21 days, I literally feel like there is a clock ticking down over 21 days of Colorado's destiny as we are interceding for Zion to come into this awakening. I heard not long ago that 400 Hasidic and Orthodox Jews have had a recent revelation of Messiah. 400 of them. So we're in a divine moment. I want to declare this today out of Psalms 97. Why don't we lift our hands? I want to declare the greatness of God tonight. For the Lord reigns. Lord, you reign. The earth rejoices. The multitude of the islands and the coastlands will be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about you, Lord. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, O Lord. Fire goes before you and burns up all of your adversaries all around. For lightnings illuminate the world and the earth sees and trembles. For the hills will melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the very presence of the Lord, the whole earth. For the heavens declare the righteousness and all the peoples will see his glory. And I want to tie this into Isaiah 57. As the Lord was prophesying over Colorado, I am establishing a new voice. There's going to be a voice of one crying, removing the stumbling block. So tonight we declare every stumbling block over Colorado. This very hill, this place that the enemy would try to establish to mock the sovereignty of God. We declare over every mountain, over every stumbling block standing in the way of Colorado's salvation. We declare you are like wax before the presence of the Lord. We prophesy into our capital. We declare every stumbling block into our capital is melting like wax in the name of Jesus. We prophesy into our capital. There's coming an established of the spirit of Elijah in our capital, a voice of one crying, removing the stumbling blocks. We prophesy over Colorado. Your stumbling blocks are being removed at the fire and the presence of God Almighty. We prophesy over Colorado. Your alignment with the sovereignty of nation of Israel. We declare Israel shall be saved. Colorado shall be saved. We prophesy the King of Glory over America, over Colorado, and over Israel. The sovereign move of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. For all of your stumbling blocks shall be removed. Lord, strengthen your house. Release the spirit and the voice of Elijah in Colorado in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice and give the Lord a shout of praise. Our King of Glory, our sovereign God, our sovereign Messiah, Jesus reigns.
You have a Messiah.
You reign, Jesus.
And his name is Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. So we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this glorious time. Lord, we thank you for a spirit of understanding that is just, you're drawing us in to prophetic understanding of what you're doing in this hour. So, Lord, we just say thank you and we submit. We just say, a spirit of wisdom and revelation, rest upon us this 21 days. I feel the increase of a spirit of revelation these last 4 days. God, we say more. We say more. And then give Dan revelation. Give Mike revelation. Give me revelation. Give Scarlett revelation. And then just bring it all together, just like you did tonight. We just submitted to one another, and we agreed in prayer, and we just, you took us to that next degree of glory, and we thank you for that, God. And we bless your name. We bless your name. Amen and amen.